Yeah, sometimes just the dusting is worse than getting 4 or 5 inches, because it's just enough that it comes down on the road, and then the car tires warm it up a little bit, and then it freezes. And then it gets really icy. I mean, I listen to my police scanner all the time. I hear the fire department going out on accidents, or ambulances going out on the accidents here on 23. And it's like, man, there's hardly anything out there, but it was just enough to glaze the road over, but not enough for the salt trucks to come out real early. But yeah, like I say, I've driven on all those conditions. There was one day when I was heading up to Flint. It was the same thing, just a little bit of snow, maybe a half an inch. And I was going up 23, and there was a jackknife semi. So we all had to come to a stop. And it was so slippery that all the cars started sliding towards the shoulder on the crown of the road. Even my car, I start sliding towards the shoulder, and as soon as you get to the edge, you stop. And it was the coolest thing, though. They had the police department, 4 police officers came out, and they walked down the expressway, which they were having a hard time not falling. They divided the cars on one side and the semis on the other, and they let the cars go around behind the jackknife semis so we could keep moving. And all the semis had to get over on the other side because they couldn't get through. They couldn't fit until they got a wrecker and got it out. But I thought that was the coolest thing. I could have sat there for 2 hours waiting for them to pull that truck out to clear the road, but nope, they let us go around, and that was probably one of the best winter experiences I've had. KB8RVP.